This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm here, and welcome to the 204th episode of the Town Hall Academy as 2020 is ending and good old 2021 takes over. COVID-19 continues its wrath and is still a huge part in our daily lives. Now, most important, please move forward with the anticipation and excitement of a new year. So let's talk about that. I'm with Gene Morrill, owner of Certified Automotive in Glendora, California, Greg Buckley, CEO of Buckley's Personalized Auto Care in Wilmington, Delaware, and Joe Marconi's here from Osceola Garage, Baldwin Place, New York. 2021 will continue to be a year of transition. I think we all agree to that. The panel says, though, it won't be easy. They talk about moving the couch and reviewing your fundamentals because it's not over yet. If ever a time to be proactive versus reactive, now is it. We still got a lot of unknowns in play, so pay attention to everything because of those unknowns. The panel did an excellent job assessing their approach to the new year. Hey, grateful to Shop Marketing Pros and Shopware for sponsoring the Academy. Please support them. While your customers, while keeping your distance now more than ever, even while staying 6 feet apart, Shopware's innovative technology will help you move cars through safely and efficiently. Completely digital workflow allows customers to review, approve, and pay for repairs all in one place. Request a demo at getshopware.com. Hey, have you realized that your marketing looks exactly the same as the shop down the road? Well, your shop's different, and it deserves marketing that is as unique as your shop is. Let Shop Marketing Pros show your community just how different you are. On the web at shopmarketingpros.com. Hey, this episode's key talking points are already done for you in pretty good detail. They're on the show notes page at remarkableresults.biz/A204. Hey, new for 2021, Aftermarket Weekly is now a podcast. Yes, you can listen to this robust weekly show that includes a guest host and the virtual shop tour. And you can listen while you're mobile. Listen wherever you get your podcast shows. Search for Aftermarket Weekly. We're going to talk about 2021 and what it may look like. You want to see what these guys really look like today after like a six-year-old picture? Are you ready? All right, here they are.
Here we go. No difference, right?
There is. Look at that. Are you kidding me? There is no
no difference. Look, no difference.
No, absolutely no difference at all. Hey, we recently did an episode with Joe. And it was a Town Hall Academy a couple of weeks ago, and it was on creating the right environment for shop efficiency. It was really moving episode because I think you guys, first of all, you nailed it as a team.
Thank you.
And I think you drove an awful lot of deep think to the industry. Now, if they just listen to it and pay attention to it, go to the show notes page, write down all those talking points that you guys covered and start implementing. 21 is going to be a good year for them if they consider the changes in processes that are so necessary. So great, great show. Town Hall Academy 201. And who's with me? Greg Buckley, bottom left corner of your screen. Buckley's Auto Care, Wilmington, Delaware.
What's up, Carm?
What a great crew. Joe Marconi, Osceola Garage, Baldwin Place, New York, part-time elite worldwide coach. Hello, Joe.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, man. Gene Morrill, Certified Automotive, Glendora, California, part-time elite coach, too.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Rumor has it that you work for Joe.
He's a tough boss.
No, we work together.
We do. We work very well together.
Gene Morrill, I don't know why I'm so loose. It's the holidays, so you know, bear with the loosey structure that we have going on here. Gene Morrill, episode 6 and 7 with me. I mean, we're celebrating this Christmas 600 episodes, Christmas Day.
Wow.
And Gene, just for Remarkable Results Radio, 204 Town Hall Academies and 91 For the Records. But Gene, you were with me in the very early days when I was just learning how and what this was going to be and how it came. And you were very forthcoming. It was a great interview. And then you did a Town Hall Academy number 14 when I went to Gene, you know, we started and he came on customer retention strategies. That was really good. And then in Town Hall 63, Value of a Business Coach. So you guys have been tremendous contributors, and boy, do I sure appreciate that. We're here to talk about what will 2021 look like. If you've got any questions for this great panel, don't hesitate. Please bring it on. We'd love to hear that. Gene, since it's been a while since you've been on the show, let me start with you. You need a survival guide, you tell me, for 2021.
Everything's different. We've never been through anything like this. It's not over yet. We have a long ways to go. And most of us that have kept going and doing well, I think, have put together our survival guide just by instinct, by trying to keep our businesses alive. We've been very fortunate that through our fumbling around, through our experience, through having great coaching, through having great mentors and friends, that survival guide, I don't know if it's the right word, but for us, that's what we have. We made sure we put our war chest together. We had some savings. We took some chances. We upped our marketing. We tried calling our customers, letting them know we're open when all this started. So, you know, we weren't just sitting on our laurels and hoping business came in. You talked about R&D earlier, and everybody knows I'm a big R&D guy. And I was talking with Mikey B from the BG products. And, you know, when COVID came in, everybody kind of got stuck. And so we were talking, everybody has that couch that's been sitting in the corner for 10 years. And this year is the year, pick up the couch and move it. Try something different. Find a new place for that couch. So my call is move the dang couch. You know, this next year, move the couch. And who knows what's going to happen. Maybe nothing will happen. Maybe you'll find great stuff underneath that couch. Don't make resolutions. Get up and do something. You know, move the couch to somewhere else. And who knows what's going to happen. Because if I could tell you, I would. But unfortunately, I don't even know what's going to happen, as great as I am, right?
We're here to talk about what we think is going to happen, but I guess part of the dialogue here is what should we maintain that we've been doing? And also, every time a new year hits, you always want to rethink, reinvent. At least I know a very big portion of the industry wants to reinvent, Joe, or come up with it. Okay, I've got a plan. How good is that plan? We never lived through a pandemic before. Is the vaccine going to matter? I think we're in a massaging kind of environment in the next 6 months.
Before we came on live, Greg hit upon, he said it was different this time around. And all of us in this, you know, of my age, our age, we lived through many, many of these roller coasters, you know, going back from the 70s, 80s. I mean, we're not immune from any economic downturn or crisis. You look at 9/11, look at the recession of 08, 09, and many other economic situations. But I think being that this is so different, and to Gene's point and to Greg's point earlier about being different, I think that what we need to do is look at what happened, see how well we've prepared for it, make those changes, understand that we need to push forward no matter what, and we need to make some key decisions. And sometimes those decisions, guys, are not going to be correct, but that's okay. Because if you, like Gene said, if you sit on your hands and do nothing, that's the worst thing you can do. You got to make key decisions based upon the best information you have right now and keep pushing forward. And I agree with Greg when he said this was different. I think this was a life-defining moment for many of us, especially different areas of the country that were heavily impacted by this virus. Some not as much as others, but, you know, like my area being so close to New York City, we were really impacted by it. So I think that to move forward, you learn from it, you put your war chest together, you make sure your finances are correct, make sure you have that crisis continuity plan in place if you don't already have one, and you have to make decisions and just be clear about the fact that you're seeing things now that you've never seen before. But that's not new to the human species at all. I mean, we've always been against, I mean, we've come up against adversity in tough times. So learn from it, move on, push forward, and have the right mindset. Be positive.
We'll never have something like this again. Let's just pause on that thought for a moment. I know you never know. But economic, Weather. I mean, there's a lot of things that it may not affect you nationally, but it could be a plant closing. It could be a flood disaster. It could. There's a million things that could hurt you and pause business, maybe not for 9 months to a year. But the fact of the matter is you have to be resilient. I think that's what you're saying.
You have to be resilient because sometimes when we have good times, we get a little complacent. You know, you have a year goal, 2 years, you get a little complacent. Things are running good. And they're okay. And you're making money, you put money in the bank. But sometimes we forget that good times, we hope they last. But the reality is good times is the same as life itself. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have those tough times. We got to prepare the best. And not that you're going to prepare for everything. No one could prepare. I don't think, unless you lived through the 1917 and 18 pandemic, you're not going to prepare for this one. You have to learn from it, move on, keep the right mindset.
Hey, Greg, I want to talk to you about fundamentals. I know that you're strong with them. And to me, moving into 2021 is you don't want to reinvent them, but you want to have them in the stable.
Yeah, I think you got to fall back on what your experiences are and what you've already gone through and what has worked in the past. A case in point is, and I think Gene and I have shared conversations on this, is that a lot of the older style marketing is now working better than maybe some of your online marketing. But at the same time, you still need to know tech because of what you're working on. So there's a confluence of different ways to move through your business. But having those fundamentals, knowing your margins, knowing the KPIs, understanding your team and all that, so I think that is a solid structure that can at least carry you through these different times. And then you can layer in the different uses of technology. I mean, for those of us that have adopted and adapted to the use of technology, I think we've maneuvered quite well. Imagine if we didn't have a DVI or we didn't have contactless payments or, you know, pay over the phone or credit card, anything like that. So it's constantly changing. I don't think like everybody on the panel is saying, we're not through this yet. There's a lot of factors that we'll have to address just from, you know, not just the business fundamentals from the business side, but for us in our profession, we have automotive technology that was coming to us and now it's really here. EVs, additional hybrids, all that technology is here. And we need to learn that and stay on top of that because that has gained interest with the result of the pandemic. So the market is kind of like pushing that way and we're going to follow into it. So it's going to be very, very interesting. But if you have your fundamentals down, and I know all of us try, and like, you know, Gene and Joe said, nobody's perfect with it. But at the same time, we're going to continue to hone in on those fundamentals and make sure we're as solid as possible, throw things at the wall when we can, and see what sticks, and go for it.
Hey, Carm here, and listen when Gene Morrill suggests that you be a duck. Hey, you know, auto repair is a high-dollar, high-value transaction, and your customer's sensitivity about how much it costs and why is never more important than when you ask them to pay the bill. While these conversations can sometimes feel awkward or uncomfortable, it's important that you don't fall down and cheapen your services at the final step. Shopware's shop management platform now offers a solution that helps you showcase the value and sophistication that you've invested throughout the repair. With our innovative digital workflow, customers can review, approve, and even pay for services right from their smartphone. Let remote pay work for you and improve your customer experience. Get started today. Visit GetShopware.com for more information and to request a demo. Hey, Carm here. Are your competitors ranking higher than you in search? Is your marketing company using plain vanilla recycled content? And does your marketing look like every other shop's and you're not even sure it's working? Powerful, effective marketing is not cookie cutter. It should showcase all of the things that are unique about your business. Don't you think you deserve better results? It's time to make a change. Our good friends at Shop Marketing Pros are past shop owners and industry veterans. They get it. Their process is pretty simple. Listen, create, and do. They spend time getting to know you and create a unique marketing message and then do the heavy lifting for you so you can do what you do best, run a shop and fix cars. Do yourself a favor. Give your shop the top-notch marketing it deserves. Schedule a call today on the web at shopmarketingpros.com. That's shopmarketingpros.com. Don't wait. Do it now. You said in your talking points, and I love this, stop being reactive and be proactive. And I think we almost have to adopt that as a theme for us for 2021.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody... This is the unknown, and the unknown is so scary. It can be frightening for most people. So what that does is it puts people in that, you know, mode where you react to things happening instead of trying to move forward and maybe even anticipate what's going on, because you don't want to be caught in that reactive stage all the time, because then you're always behind the curveball. So moving the couch is being, you know, proactive and doing something before it happens. You know, something like if you've never joined an organization, you know, ASC, ASA, you've never gone down the street and talked to your shop owner friends and everything. So, you know, those are really, really important. So be forward thinking is the best way I could put it.
Yeah.
Tell us your story about your shop owners are like two children.
Well, it's funny. I tell the story a lot when I talk to people. I have a daughter and a son. You know, I can tell my daughter, there's a pan of water on the stove. The handle's hot, honey. Don't touch it. She'll say, okay, Dad, I believe that. My son now, I tell him the pan's hot, and he'll have to walk up, grab it. Ah, I get burned to learn that lesson. And I think most shop owners, almost all shop owners, including myself, are the type of people that have to touch that hot pan and get burned before they learn that lesson. Because being a business coach, you talk to folks, they don't listen. They want to go out and get burned. Including myself, we all know more than everybody else at certain times. Right. So getting burned sometimes is not a bad thing.
Hey guys, could this be the year that we admit that we don't know what we don't know?
Oh, I think that's obvious. I think you're right on point there, Carl.
It takes ego on the shelf. It takes a lot of humbleness. And I learned it late in life. Unfortunately, it was a little late. You know, for example, Joe, you said R&D. By the way, we had a great pre-talk. We should have recorded what we talked about before we went live. And now we're referencing that. And you said, well, we talked about R&D. Well, in the case of R&D, in our discussion, it was called rip off and duplicate, not research and development, right? And so I would have been, and I want to encourage the audience, the shop owner, the people that want to be in business today, you hear something, you need to stop and say, what do you mean? I don't understand. And it shouldn't matter what age you are. It was, well, like, this is this young 40-something. He should know everything. And he doesn't speak up. And then he ends up becoming further and further and further behind in the things that he needs to know. So let's encourage. Ask the question. Stop for a minute. Admit you don't know what you don't know. And you know what? There's so many people willing to teach and share today. People are on fire, willing to help.
I agree. 100%. You know, this time around too, Carm, you have to realize that many shop owners were put into a position where they never had to think about before. Now I'm talking about the people aspect, employees. Many shop owners had no business and they literally had no sales and they had to make tough decisions about their personnel. Who do I lay off? Who do I let go? So, and I know many shop owners, many, many shop owners I speak to that they had pride in the fact that they're in business for 20 years, 30 years, whatever it is, and never had to lay off a single person. But this time around, it was different. So back to Greg's point, it's different. But again, we have to learn. Look, it's only going to make us stronger. Let's put the plan together. Let's look forward. Maintain your training. Maintain your marketing. That's another thing too. Maintain your marketing through the tough times. History has proven through the past 100 years of studies that the companies that maintained their marketing through the toughest times were the ones that came out the other side better and stronger. So, you know, the first thing to do, and I get it, guys, shop owners out there, I get it. If there's nothing coming in and your sales have dropped and there's nothing in the bank, I get it. I'm talking about financing and you know, the financial aspect of it and you know, expenses. I do get that. I'm a shop owner too. But the thing is, you know, I think that we have to Gene's point, if you react to a point where you're going to pull back, that's not good. That really isn't good. You got to maintain your resolve, your resiliency. You got to maintain your business as usual as best as possible. Find ways to be, find solutions, not knowing that you're going to be right at every decision. And don't be afraid to make a decision. And don't be afraid that, guess what? It wasn't the best of decisions. You keep pushing forward. A quarterback sometimes makes a throw not knowing it's the best throw I can make. You know what? Sometimes you're going to be picked off for an interception. That's just the way it is. So, yeah, getting back to the whole thing about 2021, we got to start thinking about how this affected us, but maintain business as usual the best as possible, because training, employees, leadership, all those things that we've been talking about on your podcasts, they're all true. And they're all out there. We've got to maintain a plan and keep business pushing forward as best as possible the way we know how, given what we've learned, and making those changes accordingly.
By the way, guys, I'm going to do it's a Town Hall Academy, and I think it may be January 8th. I don't even know, because, you know, I got the shows planned out weeks ahead, and it's going to be called Proof of Concept. And I'm going to have a business coach on and two shop owners to come up and say, you know, we weren't quite sure we did all these things right. And, you know, as we were, and then boom, here comes pandemic. And because we did all those, the proof of the concept in where the industry is headed and going, and what I needed to do to join an association, be in a 20 group, be a better leader, the proof of concept landed. So what did we have? Some people had 2 or 3 or 4 months worth of shakiness, and some of them had a month and a half, maybe no longer than 2, while the business came back to them and they were on solid ground. The strong got stronger. Hey, Greg, walk with us down the 2021 mentality of the things that maybe people could do, new additions to their lineup.
Well, I think loaner cars are a big help. I think that's something new. Most of us have either closed or kind of limited our waiting areas, and we still do not want to inconvenience a client. So we've invested in, you know, a loaner car. That program works very well. It keeps people moving. You got contactless operations where, you know, we can collect payment virtually, which is helpful. I was just getting ready to say, before you asked me the question, where are we going? What am I doing? And a lot of other shops will be doing the same. Is it's really refocusing on the client base that you have. Retention, I think, has never been more important, because now you can find out what your clients really, really need and fulfill that need. Go down that lane and ask, you know, what can they use? How can I fulfill it? You know, acquisition will come from word of mouth. And I believe that path is what is going to be required. Car count is especially going to be affected. I'm kind of summarizing this because I think the bigger picture economically is a reduction in miles driven per capita. I really feel that that's the strongest metric that we have to concern ourselves with, because if people don't drive, let's say cars don't break and that kind of thing, I think it's a critical metric. Better look at the fact that people can drive less, but it doesn't mean that they don't need more services. So what services can we provide in a lower mileage situation? And we really got to be on the game for, you know, going down that lane for consumer quality services that we can offer. That's what I think 2021 will bring, is a refinement of what our services are going to be and how we're going to execute that for client satisfaction. I've had some experiences over the last month, actually, about customer service, about e-commerce, and what perception could be about how, you know, traditional retailing of services and goods and services are going to be. So, in short, this month has been a disaster in terms of just things. Let's put it this way: shit hit the fan. And all right, I've had a broken shop heater. Shop heater broke. My boiler here at the house broke. My stove went out. I ordered a brand new Mac. It got stolen through one of the carriers. I had shop supplies ordered through Amazon. It got hoisted, disappeared, invisible. So all the time, I'm trying to find out where it's at. So it's taken a lot of time to find out where these goods are at and who can service my failed heaters, right? It's funny as hell, because I've come to the conclusion that everybody talks about, you know, what Amazon's going to do to the marketplace, what, you know, e-commerce is all about, what transparency is about, what contactless papers, contactless situations are going to be. And for the life of me, I've had the worst time with all of that, trying to rectify problems that I've had. And just today, or just, you know, in this last week, you know, now I don't know about anybody else out there, but I'm a last minute guy, right? Gifts, cart, you name it. If I do remember to get you a gift, I am running out last minute, 11:59 PM. The store closes at 12. That's just the way I've
always. Hey, Greg, I don't care if it comes after Christmas. You can do that.
Okay. Well, all right. I'll remember that. What kind of wine was that? Was that red or white?
Cabernet.
It's just, I don't think that e-commerce and that whole ecosystem, there's not enough people to handle it. You know, and so it goes back to my thinking about, well, gosh, if I can be more personable, if I can present and execute a better quality event and service and experience, my gosh, you've got it. You've got it, because it's not out there. So it goes back to what we're saying about 2021 being, I don't know if it's a reinvention. I think a good thing is to go back to roots, quality service, experience, phone calls, follow-ups, real voices, real people, you know, go from there.
I can't agree with you more, Greg, because technology will never replace what you're talking about. It won't. Technology cannot. I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I think two things that we've got out of this COVID-19 and we need to push forward to 2021, you know, the customer experience and the employee experience. I mean, look at the employees. They're essential workers. They worked through this. They had to do everything they had to do to keep clean, keep healthy. You know, we don't know the numbers of how many did get, maybe got sick with COVID, but they had to do a lot of things that they were never accustomed to doing before. So the customer experience, the employee experience. 2021 will be the year that we appreciate more than ever our employees and take that to the bank, literally to the bank, because a lot of us had to make tough decisions about who we keep, who we don't keep, and when the dust settles, you're going to put the best players on the floor. So, Greg, right to your point, technology will never replace good old-fashioned customer service, and we got to understand who the customer is,
right?
And we have to understand the balance and that synergy from employee, because we all know the saying, happy employees generate happy customers. We all know that, but now is the time, 2021, I think shop owners realize that now more than ever.
Oh, they do, you know, and to your point, Joe, I feel that our supplier network has really turned on the light with virtual training, and I think that's going to stick.
Yeah.
It looks great, and I think it's only going to get better, and when I poll my guys what they love about it, they all come back, you know what, I can sit and eat my dinner, I could, you know, be very relaxed, and I can learn, and that right there tells me that, you know what, they may like to go to an event, but do they really feel necessary to go to an event when they can do everything or learn, let's say 75% of it without, you know, touch, feel, senses and all that stuff. And I think our suppliers are just doing a wonderful job. They're really coming on board and they get it. And I think that's where they're practicing that good client care, because they know we need good technicians, we need a good employee base, and our suppliers are starting to say, okay, well, hey, you know, let's bring this up. So
let me challenge our 2020 think on that, Greg and team. Is it time to incentivize our technicians in the realm of training? And listen, there'll be people sitting out there and saying, listen, I pay him really well, why do I need to pay him any more to be trained? But there are shop owners that are frustrated that I paid for virtual training. We held it one evening at 7:30 at night, and one out of three techs showed up.
That's a loaded question, I'll be honest with you, because it takes a lot of leadership, a lot of explaining the why. It takes the right people. Sometimes you have the wrong employees. So that's a loaded question.
Thank you for recognizing that. And you know what, Joe? You and I probably need to come back and dive deep in that one, because you could send them home, but there may be no accountability at the other end to know that they really did watch it and they really did take it. So you check the box that they took that two-hour class.
Well, some of the things, and this was just current in a new program from my major supplier, Napa, that is getting us to learn the new SMS, the new Trax Enterprise. And now they have a learning module that you have to enter. And after every module, there will be a test. And the test goes back. So I think that we can, like I said, this is all new, but I probably would say by the end of 2021, this will be a well-honed situation where accountability will be built into these platforms and these virtual.
I agree.
And my point was, and where I was trying to go is that the learning management systems have to be there. So if you're going to sign up for training, you've got to have that accountability factor. And if you have in your job description that you got to get 40 hours worth of training, 10 hours a quarter, you don't have to be incentivized to get there, but it ensures their career and your business. People tell me, Carm, things are changing so fast. There's so many unknowns. There's so many techniques. There's so much to learn that 40 hours is still not going to be enough.
It may not be enough.
And if you are a leader of the business, Joe, let me go back to your leadership point, is if you're not taking training and coming back and saying, hey, listen, I just took a great course on this. I took a great course on that. I'd love to share a few ideas with you. Maybe we should change this thing up. Then they see your commitment. Without the owner's commitment, you're right, Joe, it's never going to happen.
You build it into your culture. You know, like look, everybody is incentivized by what moves them. Why do I come to work in the first place? And you have to look at your employees as, you know, what are their goals? What are their objectives in life? And if you can tie it around their the purpose of them being there in terms of raises, in terms of, you know, moving up the ladder, career pathing, you know, let's face it, everybody wants to know what's in it for me. You want to develop that culture that we're here together as a team. So it's not enough for a shop owner to say, you're taking 4 hours of training this month. That's not enough because you're not going to get the accountability. But if you tie it into understanding what their needs are, okay, so you want to get a house someday, you want to get married, you want 3 kids, whatever that is. Well, this is what you need to do. Right now, you're a B-level technician. You want to move up the ladder to become an A-level technician. So we're going to help you do that. But one of the requirements is training. So when you tie it into what they need out of life, you know, it's not about you, it's about them. So you tie it into, this is all about leadership. So when you tie it into what they need out of life, all of a sudden the training becomes more important. But it all begins and ends with the right employee, too.
Hey, I don't know if you know this, gang, but we actually took Aftermarket Weekly, the weekly live show where we do a virtual tour, and we made it a podcast. Yep, Greg's got another podcast out on, and it's so much fun. We're on Apple and Google and Spotify and Amazon Music, and I think on audible.com. I think we're just about everywhere. We just birthed it a couple of weeks ago, and from now on there will be a podcast for Aftermarket Weekly coming out. And thank you all for being here. We're talking about what will 2021 look like with Greg Buckley, Joe Marconi, and Gene Merrill. Gene, an awful lot of unknown going on in 2021. And can we base some of the things that we do based on what we know now?
Absolutely. I'd like to circle back around on the marketing end of it. And everybody's going touchless, touchless, touchless. And I say, no, touch, touch, touch. We need to touch our customers. We need to figure out what they want, how they want to be handled. We need to notify them, let them know we're open. Again, like we all know, the top 20% of our customers take care of the majority of our business. And in this needy time where, you know, it's tough to get new customers, why not touch, touch, touch your existing ones? We do a database analysis on a regular basis, find out who our spenders are, who we should take care of. And everybody talks about this expensive email marketing programs. Well, a phone call costs you nothing. An email costs you nothing. A text reminder, although you don't want to, you know, text people, you know, anything for marketing. But you know, there's so many ways that cost you very little or nothing. We send 2 emails a month to each of our customers, thanking them and giving them a tip on what's going on with their car or the industry. It's not that difficult. It just takes the owner buckling down and getting your staff to do it. My staff hated making phone calls when March came around. But that's what kept us open during the beginning of the pandemic. We called every single customer told them, we're open, we're here for you, we'll pick up your car, what do you need, how can we help you? And it was amazing. That carried us through that first initial, you know, downturn of business. And honestly, we have never really slowed down. We've maintained, and I'm really proud of my staff. Educating your staff is the other thing. This is a dangerous thing. We need to take care of each other. We need to, if you don't feel good, stay home. Everything is so important nowadays, taking care of your staff, and they take care of your customers, and everything will take care of itself if you play it right.
You know, I heard that before, and I can't remember if it was on a private call, it was a podcast, reach out and touch someone. That's not a bad damn idea. If we were going to reinvent 2021, we have every system you'd want in the world to make it touchless. And I just love Gene's point. Let's put that in the plus column. I have a comment to make, and I think it was you, Greg, or maybe it was you, Joe. Less people, less product. We need to have more and more. And every day, go out shopping. It doesn't matter where. And because I just built a brand new, beautiful studio, I had been in Lowe's in my hometown quite a lot in the last 2 weeks. Oh, I forgot this. I got to go to Lowe's. And in my mind, I knew what I wanted to get, and I would go to Lowe's, and I couldn't find it. I couldn't find a person to help me. I couldn't find it in all those long aisles stuffed together. Remember, there's limited SKUs that anyone has for square footage to display stuff. And you know what I would do? There were about three times in all the trips that I made that I needed to come home and order it online. And what a crime in this cold and touchless environment. The people weren't there to help me hunt. And I got on my phone to try to see if it was in stock in my shopping store. I mean, I had to go through so many hoops. Gene, we need to have an easy button. I mean, that's what you guys are saying.
Yeah. Customer service.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. This month has proven that, you know, I am tired of the touchless, contactless, impersonal type service. I don't want to deliver that. That's not what I was built for. That's not how I grew up. That's not what made me who I am. And I refuse to believe that I have to sacrifice that, because it's part of what, one, who I am. But I think people in general, we're not built as humans. We are built to communicate and touch
social.
And
yeah.
Socialize. Yeah. And when we take that gap away, it's just a really bad situation.
And we lived with getting a cold and the flu because we were close.
Good point.
Yeah. Joe, we're getting near the end, but I do want you to cover the business plan strategies that you wrote up.
Now more than ever, we need to put your plan in place. The most important plan, I think, we realized after COVID was, what is your continuity plan? What is your crisis plan? Do the people, your key people, your spouse, do they know the password? Does your wife know the password to your phone? I mean, really? I mean, think about that. I've heard some horror stories, you know, passwords to the computer, laptops, alarm codes. What's your crisis continuity plan look like? That's number one. The other one is, like I mentioned earlier, marketing. Let's not take our foot off the gas in terms of marketing.
I think we should put the pedal to the metal for January, and we should push it as hard in March, in February, and then March and April, when I think life becomes, I don't know, warmer, number one. Number two, vaccine knowledge. I mean, we know where that thing is going, but we still have to fix vehicles. And there are still competitors of ours. I don't wish this upon them, that aren't strong. You've got to create every opportunity.
Yeah, you really do. I think that marketing, you see, those that pull back in tough times, those are the ones that are going to fall behind. And it's much harder to catch up than it is to maintain. And like I said earlier, I understand the economics of it when it's tough times. I do. But you got to do all you can to maintain your marketing. And the other two plans you should really work on are your employee development plans, career pathing. That's going to be a big thing. Because we always talk about the technician shortage. Well, there's also an employee shortage. Let's face it. We're not doing enough. We all know this. It's not a secret. We're not doing enough to get people, young people, into our industry. And once we do get them in, we kind of burn them out, because there's nothing there in 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now. And if we're afraid we're going to train them and then they're going to leave, well, what's better? You know the old story, you know, don't train them and they stay. So, you know, so let's train them. We're, We need our future shop owners, our future trainers. So the career pathing and employee development is going to be really key. And then it's goal setting too. It's all about goal setting. What are your goals? What does 2021 really look like in June, in December? You know, those that have clearly defined goals are the ones that really, they're more inclined to be, to hit, to be more successful. And not that you always hit the mark. That's not what we're not striving for excellence here, because we all make mistakes. What we're striving for is a plan. Look, you know, every football coach, baseball, they always have, they go to the game with a plan in mind. Do they change those plans around? Do the first three plays not work? Yeah. But the thing is, without a plan, then you're flying blind. And trust me, I've been there. I've been there in the 80s where I was flying blind. But once you get these plans in place and these, you know, and these, the structured approach, the proactive approach, you're much more inclined to hit the mark. And when the bad times happen, you're going to weather the storm a little bit better. And build that war chest. Someone mentioned that earlier. I think it was Gene. Build a war chest. Put your finances in place. Have the ability to reach out. Get your banker involved, your accountant involved, your coach involved to help you with the needed financing when you need it. I mean, so there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle, Carm, and it's a whole podcast on its own.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, thank you. And maybe we need to get back together and do a couple in a row, Joe. Thank you for that. I'm sensing, team, a youth movement in our industry. I'm going to get ready to do an interview with a 28-year-old who's buying her first shop. From someone I think we all know in the industry who's been around for many, many years, hangs out at the podcast. I've interviewed him in the past, and he's succeeding to this 28-year-old. And in my pre-call with her, she said, Carm, I'm buying my business before I'm even buying my first house. She's 28 years old. I'm getting ready to interview a 35 and a 36-year-old shop owner. What I need to do, I believe, for 2021 is to help excite that youth movement in our industry. And there are so many great, wise coaches that we have that can teach the younger people. But if we don't start, it's like my soapbox on apprenticing. I'm telling you, I'm going to hit apprenticing really hard this year because it's a youth movement and it's a great opportunity for every single shop owner to create that journeyman's pathway attitude. I mean, if the other skilled trades can have journeymen and they hire apprentices to become that person, why have we missed the mark on that? Thank you for allowing me to get up on my soapbox. Greg, sum it up, and then I'll give Gene the last word.
To sum up 2021, I think it goes back to what we've, some of the high points. One, make sure your fundamentals are good. Don't forget what got you there. Secondly, learn to hit a curveball. That's what we're into right now. And learn to adjust. Don't be afraid to put things up against the wall, see what sticks. And finally, just make sure that you take care of the people that are working for you. Keep them safe. Keep them motivated. Be a good or even be a better leader than you are now. I mean, if there's a time to lead, yeah, the crisis, it's right now. And for the shops that are survived, you know, we've worked our tail off through this pandemic. Don't let off the gas.
Beautiful advice. Thank you so much. Gene?
My advice to everybody 2021 is let it go. I see so many shop owners that are the big elephant that never forgets. One person tells them they're too much money and all of a sudden they got to lower their prices and they're scared to death. Don't be the elephant. Be the duck. Let the water roll off your back. Don't let it bother you. Continue to move on. It'll be okay. And take that couch that's been in that corner for 10 years and move that sucker and just try something new and get to know friends and owners. And don't build a war chest of money. Build a war chest of knowledge with your friends, your, you know, coaches, organizations, whatever it is. And I promise you, you will prosper in 2021.
Unbelievable advice from all three of you. Thank you so much. I'm excited that I picked this panel because I know you nailed it. I really believe this is a great lesson for everyone in the industry. And that moving couch thing, Gene, you must have chatted with my wife, because when I traveled, you know, and I was home, you know, and I'd get home at 2 o'clock in the morning and stumble in and I'd bump into a piece of furniture that she moved.
I taught her that. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Very good. Move the couch. Great advice.
Move the couch.
Greg Buckley, Joe Marconi, Gene Morrill, thank you so much for being here, guys. Have a great, great holiday.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Take care, guys.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.